I guess the first question, million-dollar question, have you ever had a football practice in your coaching career at 5 a.m. in the morning?
We have not. It was a decision I was ready to make yesterday after we looked at the wet bulbs for yesterday, because I was pretty sure today and the next couple days was going to probably push our limits to what we could actually get done. So we went ahead and did that this morning and plan to do it again tomorrow, Rich.
And how'd it go? I mean, those Hayes Center kids, I see, had to leave about 4:15 to get over there. So, boy, talk about an early morning wake-up call, huh?
We had no kids miss practice this morning. It was a lively, good-spirited practice. The biggest downfall was the dew on the grass, so we had to work on some ball security things, but otherwise it was good.
Terrific. Well, what about this version of Wolves football, Coach, as you get ready for a Thursday game? How's it looking so far at the first couple of weeks?
Well, I'm happy and pleased with the way the guys have came together. We're going to be showing a lot of new starters out there, kids that have probably played quite a bit in the past but maybe haven't been in the limelight. They've stepped up well, and we've got a good mix of underclassmen and veterans out there meshing together, and I think it will be good for us.
I know one of your upperclassmen with Hayden Farg, you know, the injury in the summertime. How is his progress, and when do you kind of expect him? Anytime soon?
Well, his next appointment's next Friday. Well, I guess it's this Friday now. So we really don't know until he gets to that appointment, as Doc may look at him. We'll know a lot more after Friday, and we sure hope to get him back soon. He's been involved every day at practice, been to all our weight sessions, so he's eager to go, and we're ready to have him back.
You've got a few other upperclassmen. I know Jerry Ingetson was a big part of this team last year in multiple different ways, and I know he's just one of a few other upperclassmen you got to lean on this year.
Yeah, and Jerry's very capable of it. You can see it on the basketball floor. He knows how to handle the limelight. He does a good job including all the boys and getting them going. Gage Gerlach's another kid I would mention. That kid's really stepped up this year and has become a great leader and has exceeded my expectations greatly.
Your numbers are pretty good again this year, aren't they?
Yeah, we've got 22 boys participating, and we've got a couple broken hands and one concussion as well that we're working through, but we've been able to pretty much do everything we wanted to in practice to this point, and that's a great thing.
I know watching those now freshman kids last year, junior high, I watched play the basketball a lot, and boy, that was a talented bunch, I was sure. And some of those guys can help you out a little bit.
Boy, you wait 2 or 3 years if some kids will stick to the grind, the weight room, and things, they're going to be pretty special. They bring a great attitude. They've worked really hard, and they've progressed mightily in the last 2 weeks. Yeah, you're going to see some of them good kids playing key roles on Friday, and deservedly so. But down the road, if they keep after it, they're going to be pretty good.
Tougher than nails schedule, Coach, as always, starts off with an always good program in Sutherland.
Yeah, they're a D1 school as well. So their numbers are going to be bigger than ours, obviously. But, yeah, we've just got to work one week at a time, and we're trying to do that. They have a new coach who was an assistant at Weeping Water, another very successful program in the eastern part of the state. Not sure what we're going to expect to see there, but, you know, it'll be a good football team.
I think you got a chance to win a few more games, Coach. You should stay healthy, and we get some kids back from injury. Stay healthy, and this team should be looking pretty good week by week.
Yeah, 8-man football, usually it's what you said. It's a health issue. A lot of times it's the luck of the draw. If you can keep kids healthy, the key contributors, usually that means good things for you, and that's what we're hoping for. And yeah, we hope to build on our playoff run last year and then get a win or two.